I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Small Biz. Small Biz America.
And welcome back, Small Biz America. David Wolf with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Hope you're having a great week in your business. Got a good show for you, as always. Segment four in reverse. Segment four will be Michael Medanek, and he is an expert in promotional materials, promotional items. You've seen them. I like to call them tchotchkes. So he does tchotchkes for small business. He'll be talking to us about how he approaches that. He's been doing it a long time. Segment three, Doug Foresta, Stand Out and Be Heard. Expert thought leaders are his guests. And up first, Mitchell Levy. He's an accomplished entrepreneur. He's created 20 businesses in Silicon Valley, including four that are in the publishing space. And together, they've produced about 800 books. Currently, Mitchell is the aha guy. I love that. And so when you think of him, it's the aha that. And he's also the CEO of Think Aha, so it's all aha with Mitchell Levy. He's also a best-selling author with 57 business books to his name and a contributor at Entrepreneur Magazine. We all know where that is. And so he's done a lot, and he's here on the line with us now. Mitchell, welcome to the program.
David, great to be here. Hey,
absolutely.
I like this incentive stuff. Tchotchke items are definitely, you just want cool tchotchke items.
Only cool, and Michael's good for that, so thank you. Yeah, it's good. So you are a very interesting guy, as they would say, and we have a lot to cover, a lot to talk about. We're not going to get it all in today, but I know that there are reasons that thought leaders should think about publishing, and you have a system, if I could call it that, where anyone can write a book in 8 hours. So maybe we should start there. Does that seem like a good idea?
That sounds like a great idea. As a matter of fact, if you took the two guests that you have and you merged them together, I have a platform that accomplishes both goals.
Love that.
Right? And that's the Aha That platform. Right? So here's what's interesting. Any small business, if you want to stand out from your competition, you got to do a couple things, but most importantly, you need to demonstrate that you're the expert in your space, that you can do it as well as or better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And the quintessential tool to establish expertise is writing a book. Now, the problem, David, and you run across this as many small businesses, they're so big into the business, they have no time to step outside, and they certainly don't have 1,000 hours or a couple hundred hours to write a book. But the platform we have a time-tested, proven process. 300 authors have written their books in 8 hours or less.
It's unbelievable. So, which begs the question, and you know, I'm a content generation guy. My audience knows that as well. How does one produce the amount of content necessary in 8 hours to write what we would call a book?
Well, so we've redefined a book. We call it an aha book. An aha book is comprised of 140 bite-sized quotes. So instead of spending 100 hours writing a book, or 150 hours, or 1,000. You can spend 8 hours, and what you're producing are aha moments that your audience can take away. So the cool part is not only are you spending less time, but you're also producing content that your consuming audience, that those that are interested in you, they consume that much quicker. We've had many authors, if somebody reads an aha book, they could read it in 10 minutes or less. But here's the cool part. Any one of those quotes are immediately shareable on social media. So in writing your aha book, you're also putting together 1 to 2 quarters of social media content. And any one of those messages could be the particular message that leads to a new client, new activity, new awareness. And that's the power, is you're not only writing your book quickly and getting the credit for writing the book, i.e. being the expert in a space, but you're also putting social media content out there for that, so that you and your fan base can share.
Well, what's phenomenal about this is you hit on this a moment ago. The consumption side, we have very short attention spans, and this is something that can be easily, bite-sizedly consumable by your audience. The other is that instantly it can become a call to action generator for your funnel, for your URL, for your landing page, for whatever, to drive people to wherever it is you want to drive them to on the web, right?
But David, you got it. That's perfect. Matter of fact, I'll give you my favorite. We all have many favorite quotes we like to say, but one of my favorite messages is, we live in a world of a 7-second soundbite economy. Okay, that's an aha message. If that resonates with you, if you the 7 seconds are your reading, you're listening to who's going to be a guest on a podcast, you're reading a subject line of a blog post, you're looking at a tweet, you're reading the newspaper and scanning the headlines. These are all 7-second or less sound bites, causing you to decide whether or not you want to consume further. That's the world we live in. You might as well create a book that tailors to that world. And that's what the AHA That platform does.
Yeah. It's really the natural evolution of content, getting smaller and smaller, more Twitter-like, more bite-sized, and really you're playing right into that. And the fact that we use the word book, it's almost like the meaning of the word in this instance is changing to some extent.
I have a fun presentation talking about the changing evolution of books. And because I run 4 different book publishing companies, the interesting part is we could take an AHA book that you can do in 8 hours or less, and we could turn that into a physical book. And I'm going to knock on the hardcover book I created. Doesn't that sound like it's chock full of content? This is an AHA book that I wrote, and it's the why you should write an AHA book. And it's sitting in a hardcover version. It's color on the inside. It's absolutely beautiful. And anyone who receives this book can consume it in 10 minutes or less. I guarantee, even if they spend a minute looking at just a handful of AHA messages, it will convey the message that I want them to receive, and most likely it will turn them into an advocate and a customer. And that's anyone who's in a business trying to get their way, that's what you want. And there's no powerful way than that to do it.
Well, it's interesting. I have a friend who's become a novelist, but he came from Madison Avenue in the advertising space. And this guy can write a headline like never before. He's a wonderful writer. His name is River Weinberg, and he lived many years in the Madison Avenue scene. And when he writes novels, it's not that he writes in headlines, but because of his conditioning to write very concisely and efficiently, in this instance, is it 140 characters? Do I have that right? Are they, or is there no limit to the number of characters?
It's 140 by 140.
So it is 140 by 140. So it's 140 word ahas. That's what it is. So the skill,
character.
This ability.
140, yeah. 140 character. Ahas.
Oh, it's 140 characters, not words. Yes, exactly. Of course. And I think you knew I meant that. My audience probably does too. So so it's 140 characters, not including you and I, for every aha quote. I mean, these are like little ad headlines in a way. They're concise. They're efficient. They're constructed, and you know how to help the authors of the AHA books create the content that's appropriate for this format, correct?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, Herb would be a phenomenal writer. A short answer is yes. Long answer, if I got 30 to 60 seconds, I'll tell you.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds. So, maybe a little more.
So go to ahathat.com/author. We have an 8-step process. And when we come back, I'm happy to tell you about the steps. But we specifically deal with the direct question you have of helping the author have an asset that truly represents who they are and how they want to get paid tomorrow.
Wow. That's so beautiful. Okay, the website again is www.theahaguy.com. That's the best website, right, for folks to learn more about this whole model and how it works and how the mechanism works.
The ahaguy.com is how they could learn about me, But if you want to go to Aha That, there are 37,000 quotes you could share for free in seconds, and that is at Aha That, AHATHAT.com.
AhaThat.com. Got it. All right, great. I'm just getting to know your world, the world of Mitchell Levy. He is the Aha guy, and we're talking about all things Aha in terms of this publishing model. We're going to find out what the 8 steps are afterwards. Segment 3 after Behind Mitchell will be Doug Foresta with a guest he has, and this is true to your heart as well, Mitchell, really talking about what it takes to stand out and be heard as a thought leader. We have a minute or so. 5 top thought leadership practices. Can we do that in a minute?
Only if I rush. But the answer is yes.
Well, I'll do them quick, and then we'll come back and we'll hit them harder around the break.
Yeah. Well, happy to do that. So we'll do the 5. 1, you got to present yourself well. So go to your social media and see if you are represented appropriately, because what's going to happen? People are going to Google your name. You're going to pop up on social. You want to consistently, 2, consistently share your and other people's content. And that's what's kind of cool about Aha That. I've got 37,000 quotes you could share today for free.
All right.
3, you want to author a book and use it to drive leads. Once again, you could use Aha That for that.
Okay.
4 is to do what you're doing, and that is create your own thought leadership channel, whether it's a blog, a podcast, whatever is appropriate, but consistently share content. And 5, and this is all of these are from the Thought Leadership Best Practices group that I run on LinkedIn. And the last one, and this is kind of fun, is compile a best of list. So in your industry, find the influencers who influence the most, put them into a best of, let them know that they're part of the best of list, and they're gonna advertise that they made your best of list. And so that's a great way to sort of
bring influencers over. I got a hard break here. Mitchell Levy will be right back after the break.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
And David Wolf back with you, Small Biz America on Biz Talk Radio Network. We're with Mitchell Levy, an accomplished entrepreneur, contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, and above all, he's the aha guy. Mitchell, welcome back.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks.
So we ran right up to the break there and fell off the cliff. It's such as broadcast radio, and we covered the five, principles around thought leadership practices. And by the way, this content is available on probably one of your websites, right, Mitchell? That content specifically?
Yeah, probably.
I have about 10 of them I'm looking at here. So.
I've got so many websites, but the one that might be relevant, and it's certainly relevant for the other folks in your show today, I have another website. This is where I run my consulting business out of, called Think Aha. And it's thinkaha.com. And on that website, there's a tab that actually says thought leadership. And in that tab, I have both a thought leadership funnel that you could look at and also the definition of thought leadership. And it is well worthwhile. And typically what I do is not only are there words, but there are videos and testimonials and sound bites and graphics. So you could spend more time than we would have even in an hour-long program going through the content, but it's a great place to learn about thought leadership and how to make it happen for you.
Right, and a lot of our listeners, I mean, they're in businesses that operate as well, but many of them are authors, I'm sure, speakers, thought leaders themselves, and want to learn how to do that better and create platform, higher efficacy around their platform. So that's great stuff. All right, so we're going to talk about the 8 steps to publish an aha book, right?
Yeah, so let me give you a URL, and I'll just talk about the first 3 steps.
Perfect.
The URL is ahathat.com/author. And on that page, you'll see a video on why do an aha book. You'll see testimonials from our authors. You'll see some of the content that's on the site. And then you'll see the 8 steps. And step number one, and this goes back, David, to what you actually talked about, is you want to create content that resonates, that solves the need of the client you're going after.
Yep.
So step number one is a Word document. And in that Word document, there's 4 questions. And the first question, and this is the quintessential question, who's your audience and how will they benefit from the book? Right? And so you answer that question. The rest of the questions are, you know, what's the title of the book? What's a summary of it? Who are you? What's your bio? I mean, those are simple things for you to answer. You've answered question number one, what we do when we publish your aha book is we actually will create the cover for you. We'll do a copy edit. We'll do a content edit. How do we do a content edit? Well, we actually read your answer to question number one. We look at your content, and we actually ascertain whether or not you're accomplishing your goal. Hmm. Right? So any business, if you're thinking about writing a book, don't write a book today on what you are purely an expert in. write a book on what it is that you want to get paid to do tomorrow, right? If that makes sense. So anyhow, step number one is that questionnaire that you fill out, and it's really the most important element. How is the reader? Who is the reader, and how will they benefit?
Beautiful. And by the way, businesses do this too. When you create a business plan or a new product, that's exactly how you reverse engineer into that business model, right? I mean, you've got a who and you've got a why do they care, and what is it? Anyway, you know where I'm going.
It's absolutely simple. You got to figure out who the customer of tomorrow is based on what you do today. And if you could actually go to the customer tomorrow and say, hey, by the way, I know you have these problems, and here's a book that solves this problem. And maybe because you do a book in 8 hours, here's another book that solves this other problem. And you then instantly become the recognized expert because you have potentially even more than one book that solves the problems that they're dealing with.
And Mitchell, I like the fact that it's like the word tomorrow, it's a forward going idea. You know, it's where you want to be. It's the aspiration for the business or for yourself as a professional in the world. So that's good stuff.
Well, David, if I step back for a second, we'll cover steps two and three. Step back for a second. If I'm sitting in front of a group of consultants and I ask them a question, what do you write your book on? And I'll give them three answers. First question I'll say is, first answer is, do you write a book on what you're an expert in today? The second thing is, do you write a book on what you get paid to do today? And the third thing is, do you write a book on what you get paid to do tomorrow? So I'll tell you what typically the answers are. 60 to 80% will typically say they write a book on what they have expertise in.
Interesting.
Somewhere between 10 to 15% will say what they get paid to do today, and only 5% say what they get paid to do tomorrow.
That's really fascinating, and it shows you, that shows you everything about how what the psychology is around this.
Oh, yeah. Well, people think, and if I've burst any bubbles, I apologize. People think that whatever expertise they have is so important that if they write it down on a piece of paper, it's going to sell like hotcakes, and they're going to make a ton of money.
Right.
And I just would like you to get those things out of your mind. Every now and then, you win the lottery, and a book does well. But it's the incremental stuff. It's the incidental stuff. It is the speaking, the consulting, the clients that come on board because you've written a book. So the most important thing you could do is figure out where you're going to get paid tomorrow and write a book that answers the questions that the customers who are going to pay you have. Simple, right?
Very elegantly simple. I should mention we're visiting with... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted you.
I was going to do a quick reset. I've only got about 2 minutes left, believe it or not, but I want to remind folks we're listening we're visiting with Mitchell Levy. He is the AHA guy, and the website to go to learn more is www.ahathat.com. AHAthat.com. Go ahead. We got a couple minutes left.
2 minutes. Not a problem. I'll wrap up in a minute and
we'll have fun.
Perfect. So step number two, I've written over 50,000 AHA messages. So step number two is a single-page PDF that gives you my best practices. So whether or not you write a book with us, whether or not if you are sharing content on social media, you're going to want to read this. I'd love Irv to take a look at it and see if how he'd like to add to it. But it's the best practices of writing good, compelling AHA messages. Step number three is a spreadsheet, and that's where you put your content. And so when we do the copy and content edit of your content, we're looking at the spreadsheet, and it keeps track of how many characters you put in place. The rest of the steps are pretty straightforward, creating a cover, paying money, blah, blah, blah. But I think what you'll see when you look at it, it's a very systematic approach that will make it easy for you, if you're interested, to write your book on a Saturday or write it on a Sunday, get it out of the way, and then be able to use it to drive more business tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it's beautiful. I should mention that I just prepared a podcast presentation for a group I'm speaking to. And, in a way, you sort of do that. You splash out slides in a PowerPoint. This is somewhat like that in terms of a creative process, right?
Oh, I've heard many people say that an AHA book can be a PowerPoint presentation. And we've had many of our authors pull content from PowerPoints to add to their AHA book.
Yeah, it seems like an idea. Mitchell Levy, he's author, entrepreneur, an AHA guy, and the creator of this entire system, among other things. Great to be with you today. Thanks for joining us on the program. The website, www.ahathat.com. Mitchell, a pleasure. We'll do it again for sure. And we wish you all the best.
David, looking forward to it. I love what you do, and your guests are great, and I think we'll have fun together.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. After the break, it's Doug Foresta. Stand out and be heard. And be the thought leader you can be. Don't go away. And by the way, and after that, we've got Michael Badanek, who is he wouldn't want me to call him a tchotchke guy, but he's a promotional advertising and marketing professional. How about that? And we'll have Michael on the phone. He's actually local. He's here in Albuquerque, so that'll be nice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning?
If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
My guest today is Dr. Kevin Coughlin and from Ascent Dental Solutions and also the owner of Bay State Dental in Western Massachusetts. Dr. Coughlin, thank you so much for joining me.
Doug, thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Thank you. So where I wanted to start is the first question. One of the things I noticed about your practice was that you, well, first of all, can you tell people a little bit before we even start? Can you tell people a little bit about your dental practice, how long you've been in business? And
sure, I'd be happy to. One, I'm extremely proud of what our company has accomplished. But I started Bay State Dental in 1983 with one dental practice. And really my aspirations were to just be so good at what we do that you could not help tell friends and family about our practice. And as the practice grew, I went from 4 dental operatories to 6 dental operatories to 8 dental operatories to 10 dental operatories. And I realized that more isn't always better. I found that I had lost the personal touch with my staff and team members. I had lost the personal communication with the patients. So it was sort of just like a rude awakening, and I decided, why can't I have smaller offices in different areas and give that true attention to the patients, the care, and the staff that is necessary to provide high-quality service and treatment? And that worked very well. And it worked so well that approximately every year to 24 months, I opened up a new location in a new area. These offices are all within 8 to 15 miles apart from each other. And it's a strategy, what I call a hub and spokes. I have a hub office in Springfield, and we've branched out to 14 different communities. We currently see about 100,000 patients a year, and the practice is steadily growing.
You obviously have a successful practice. And, you know, your business is, you know, your business grows. For you, why was it important to, you know, this is about sort of claiming thought leadership. Why was it important to you to write books or to do videos or to do any of the things that you've done? You know, why not, the sort of the devil's advocate is just run the business. Why was it important to you to do those things?
Well, the first part of the question is why. I would say fear and motivation were two. Fear, I'm always afraid that as good as it is today, tomorrow might be bad. So in my opinion, nothing is as static in life or in business.
Yeah.
So for those of us who elect to play it safe and decide to rest on their laurels, I think in a very changing and rapid world, you find yourself behind the eight ball rather than in front of the eight ball. So one driving force is fear. Fear that I'll fail, fear that that business won't continue to be successful. And then the second part is motivation. For whatever reason, whether it's my mom and dad, whether it's my mentors, the family around me, I'm just extremely motivated to sit back and play golf every day, to retire, to sit on a beach and soak up the rays.
Right.
In the short term, that sounds nice, but in the long term, it's not what floats my boat.
Yeah.
It's not what excites me. What excites me is opportunity, the ability to see something and make it happen. So I think someone said, you dream it and then you try to achieve it. And that's basically it. The reason that I got into the teaching, the reason I got into the speaking, the reason I got into the writing of the books is we currently have between 150 and 175 employees. And what I found is I was constantly mentoring and teaching the same thing. I currently am an instructor at Tufts School of Dental Medicine. I teach a practice management course for 3 hours every month or so, and I've been doing that for 10 years. And one of the students said, hey, Dr. Colvin, why don't you put this in a book? And I said, great idea. And that was the motivator, and that was the instigation to do it. So instead of repeating the same thing over and over again, I said, I wonder if I can monetize it. I wonder if I can create a vehicle to help other people who I think are in similar circumstances to myself. And nothing that I ever have said or have done, in my opinion, has ever been original. I have picked other people who I think have been smarter than me, knew more than me, but sometimes lacked the motivation to take it to the next step. So for those listeners, motivation and drive, in my personal opinion, along with patience, are probably the most important traits I look for in individuals who ask me for advice so that they can improve their lives and succeed in their businesses.
Can you say a little bit more about the patience part? What do you mean by that?
Well, what I found is maybe now that I'm 58 years old and the testosterone is a little lower, my personal opinion is I thought everything could be done overnight. I said, if I really push, this can be completed in a couple of weeks. And really, success, I believe, comes gradually over time. When it comes too quick, you usually lose it quick. Mm-hmm. So my personal opinion is you may not be successful today or tomorrow, but if your vision and your reasons for doing it are correct, you will certainly be successful, but it may take a little more time than we all like. But it's really, the truth is, it's not the destination, it really is the journey. As I get older, the things that I remember and feel the best about was the creative process, getting from point A to point B. Once I was at point B, I got bored with it.
Right.
So from point B, I wanted to get to point C. And it's a double-edged sword. For those people who are extremely motivated and extremely driven, I believe you got to keep your life in balance, what I call mind, body, spirit. You got to keep your life in balance. There's no reason to have all the money in the world and all the success if your personal life has failed. So my advice to the listeners on today's radio show is try to, the best you can, to keep it in balance. Have I always done it? No, but I have 3 very successful young children, and I have a very successful marriage of over 30 years. And perhaps I could have had 20 or 30 practices, made more money, but the take-home message is try to stay in balance.
I think that's a great point. I give a shout-out to Springfield College, where I know you went to Springfield College, and yes, so did I, and you know, the Humanics philosophy, right? And I think that's a very good point about being a thought leader. Well, I want to make it clear, because we're going to go further into this in our next segment, in our next interview. But I wanted to make it clear that you, one of the things that you do, aside from obviously being a working dentist, is you help other working dentists to be more successful with the business of dentistry and managing the clinical and business aspects of that. Can you tell people how to reach you if they want to find out more about
the Sure. Dental? Again, I am a wet finger dentist. I practice full-time every day, all aspects of dentistry, from hospital dentistry, IV sedation, surgery, non-surgical, aesthetics, temporomandibular joint. But this satellite business called Ascent-Dental-Solutions is a website where we have probably 15 or 20 podcasts on there. My 3 books are on there. PowerPoint presentations and speaking engagements that I've done, where you can just, at no charge, just pick my brain. Before we did this show today, I got about a 2-page email from a young man who's trying to buy a dental practice here in the Massachusetts area. And they're the same questions that I hear over and over again. And I think whether it's dentistry or any business, you're looking for a mentor to help you reduce your errors and improve your chances of success. I was flattered that this young man, who said he went to several of my seminars, reached out and said, could you just please help me? So when we're all done with this, I'll probably give this young man a call and see if we can work through some of those issues and give him just a nice heads up so that they don't make the mistakes that I've made in the past.
Dr. Kevin Coughlin, thank you so much for joining me. Look forward to our next interview.
Doug, thank you so much. This is a great program.
Kevin, I just want to thank you for your words of wisdom and just point out a couple of reflections. You know, one of the things I didn't mention is that you are actually my dentist. And the way that I initially even thought about approaching you, and I know we do podcasting together, is because I saw that you had videos in the waiting room sharing information. I saw that you had books that you had written. And I think, you know, one of the things I realized right away was that you got the value of thought leadership. I know that one of your big passions is to help other dentists to grow their practice. But, you know, thinking about anyone, any one of us in any profession that we're in, that, you know, we have information, we have knowledge that other people need to hear. And how do we share that information? How do we stand out? And I love what you said, too, about the fear and motivation and the idea that it's the journey that matters. But we also have to be aware that doing what has always been done may not be good enough in the future. So this is Doug Foresta. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with Dr. Coughlin. Up next, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The Brains.
And joining us this segment for the Small Biz Brain, Michael Medanek. He is an expert in the area of marketing tools and promotional ideas. And he joins us on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which oddly, that's where I am. Those of you who listen to the show know that. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate your asking me to join you.
You got it. You've got a wealth of experience around what I think is a fairly traditional business model, isn't it? I mean, the business of promotional items for small business or any business has been, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Has the business changed over the years, or is it essentially the same?
Oh, it's changed considerably. I've been doing this for over 50 years, and what I was doing back when I started and what I'm doing now are actually two different things. The end result, hopefully for the clients, is going to be the same, where we're going to be able to get their name, identity, and message out to either their customers or their employees. But it's been a road well traveled.
Yeah. The items you produce for businesses, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I mean, they're small and portable items almost entirely. Do I have that right, or is that not necessarily the case?
Well, there's a definition of small from something like a ballpoint pen or an emery board to tote bags, backpacks, Bluetooths, various things related to the technical industries these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly promotional items are something that you can see, you can feel, you can, in many instances, taste or smell. It's basically something that reaches the various senses that we have, rather than, whereas other traditional media, newspapers, you can see something, but you can't touch the product, or you can't touch the item. Radio, television is basically visual, but ours is something that you can actually put in your hands, and it's a touchy, feely type of thing that you can build a relationship with a client.
Exactly, in a very real way, it's touchy, feeling, and I have to highlight that they're functional items. They're not just a sign. It's not a passive experience. It's an active experience, which, you know, in a world where everything's two-dimensional and online, I mean, this is fairly profound, folks. I mean, if you think about so much of what we talk about is, are we on LinkedIn? Are we on Facebook? Are we on Twitter? You know, are we doing email marketing? I mean, the world you live in, Michael, is three-dimensional, and it's stuff that functions for people in their lives.
Absolutely.
So there's no, and the thing about working with you, and I know this, and you could elaborate on this. You put a lot of thought into like what's the tangent, what's the thing that we should produce for a particular business. I mean, I don't know how directly connected those things are. Do you find that you go off? I mean, how do you think about that when you're deciding what to do for a client?
Now, when I'm talking to a client, first of all, I want to find out what their ultimate goal is. Do they have something that they want to achieve? And then it's a matter of trying to develop ideas and being able to help them do that. Many times a client has a requirement for wearables, and there's so many different variables when we talk about wearables, from, shall we say, a giveaway T-shirt to a T-shirt that an employee may wear. The items may be the same, but the message is going to be totally different because you're reaching different markets with it.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess largely you're involved with printing graphics or logos or positioning taglines, right? I mean, that's a big part of this, right?
Absolutely. We're basically starting with a ballpoint pen, but what are we going to put on it? We may be talking about an identification for, let's say, a lapel pen. Is it something that's going to identify a company, corporation? Is it going to recognize achievement? Is it going to talk specifically about a particular accomplishment? Yeah, one of the things that I'm sure everybody is familiar with these days is, and I won't mention names, but there was a particular cap that has become very, very popular. And, yes. You know, that was an advertising message that carried across the country. You know, a cap is a cap until you do something with it and until you make an impression with it.
Well, this is, you know, something that Nike does on the tennis court, or, you know, any of the sports. I mean, there's a lot of sort of, celebrity uses of logos on apparel. So that's a real natural for the work you do, different than a pen. And the fact that it's wearable, I think, if, you know, people presumably like to wear it, they're going to show up in places and people are going to see it. It's going to generate questions and curiosity about the brand and about the who behind that logo, that biz, that positioning line.
Well, that's definitely true. And being able to tie in with a brand name such as an Under Armour or a Nike or Columbia certainly can help a company promote and make their own logo and their own message rise to a higher level, so that people are a little bit more cognizant of it because they're familiar with the corporate logo that the item is being attached to.
Now, Michael's located in Albuquerque, but he works nationwide, and of course we are syndicated coast to coast, so I'll give your website. It's www.michaelmadanick.com, and it's M-A-D-A-N-I-C-K, so Madanick, M-A-D-A-N-I-C-K in the last name, so michaelmadanick.com, and the company AIA, the promo agency, Adventures in Advertising. So this has been an adventure, albeit short. Thanks so much for joining us on the program, Michael. We'll do it again.
David, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael. That's our show for today. Thanks to Doug Foresta for his Stand Out and Be Heard, and thanks to our guests, Mitchell Levy and Michael as well. Remember, you can find us on iTunes. Please give us a superb rating there. You can listen to the archives there on Blog Talk Radio or on podcastandradio.com, podcastandradio.com. And by the way, we produce podcasts for businesses, authors, speakers, and thought leaders. So contact me through there, and we'll talk about how we can put you in the driver's seat, the host of your own show, even get you on the network in up to 240 markets on Biz Talk Radio. So it's a good way to get your brand, and it's a good way for people to get to know the who behind your biz, not just what you do, but who you are behind your business. So thanks for listening. Send me an email, smallbizamerica@gmail.com. Comments, questions, suggestions, or pitch me a guest for our next show. We'll see you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.